Hope you're keeping well. It's Tomás McCarthy here with Lorna Porca on WLR. Well, three Waterford teams will be in National League action over the bank holiday weekend, and we'll be hearing from all three camps over the next hour. New Daisha hurling boss Peter Queeley on Sunday's trip to Carlow in Division 1B. Waterford football defender Dermot Ryan will chat new rules and Saturday's home clash with Carlow. And Daisha ladies vice captain Hannah Power on their bank holiday Monday meeting with Kerry. But first, live hurling is back.
Wasn't Gleeson. Austin got inside of 45. He has a man inside him. As he's going to pass, what's he going to do? Takes his shot. It's a goal! Sheer brilliance by Ozzy! What a run by Ozzy Gleeson! Created by Boris. Brick was on the outside. But when Ozzy shows his class, the Messi of hurling is Ozzy Gleeson. Flicks the ball away to Jamie in space. Jamie's gone in near the 20-metre line. Chance for Jamie. What can he do? Back into that goal! What a goal for Waterford!
He bends. He lifts. He strikes. Goal! Shin Bennett does what Stephen did in the earlier rounds. Buries the penalty. All square.
Yes, Daisha fans will be following the hurlers up to Carlow on Sunday for their opening game in Division 1B of the National League. It will also mark the return of the George Corbett Škoda big match here on WLR. Kieran O'Connor and Gavin Whelan will be on commentary duty, and our coverage live from Netwatch Cullen Park starts at 1:45. Well, on Tuesday night, I caught up with Waterford manager Peter Queeley at a training session in the SETU arena. The Daisha have played Cork, Kilkenny, Wexford and Limerick in challenge games recently, and Queeley is happy with how the last few weeks have gone.
Yeah, we're happy with the preparations. One of the benefits of being Division 2 is all the Division 1 teams were looking for different opponents to play, so you know, we got plenty of phone calls there. Even, you know, I don't know who we couldn't squeeze in as well, as looking for a game, you know, so we got good quality games. I suppose from your point of view, The big thing was the improvement we got every week. You know, we were obviously disappointed with our first day out against Cork. You know, very sluggish in that first 20 minutes. Kind of got to grips with it. You know, hard conditions on the day as well. But I think we improved every day we went out. Then after that, you know, we played better against Kilkenny. Played better then again against Wexford, and I thought we were very good now the last day. You know, down a lot of bodies and that against a strong Limerick team. You know, so very happy with the four games the way they went.
Yeah, it's pretty clear even looking out tonight, Peter, that you have a pretty extensive injury list. How many bodies are you going to be down now for Sunday's trip to Carlow?
Yeah, look, we're down. I couldn't put a numerical number on it. You know, I'd say we're probably down the guts of 12 or 13 fellas, you know. But having said that, you know, we travelled light to Limerick last week. You know, we'd only 21 bodies, but you know, the lads that started, the lads that come on, they all contributed, all played well. So we're happy enough with the squad that we have going to Carlow on Sunday. I know we prefer to have more fellas available, but this is a great opportunity now. Our hand has been forced now. This is a great opportunity for some of our younger fellas now and some panel members that have been there the last years to get a competitive game into them.
Yeah, how much of an opportunity is it for the likes of the newcomers, likes of, you know, Seamus Fitzgerald, Willie Beresford, Tom O'Connell, to name a few, Peter, over the next couple of weeks in Division 1B?
Yeah, look, it is an opportunity. You know, we have to be careful here. Like, if we had a stronger team available, we'd definitely be playing a stronger team. Like, you know, it's imperative that we come out of Division 2, you know, so this isn't a game we're taking lightly, you know, so we're down a lot of bodies, but we're still happy with the way these fellas have trained. Like, the lads that are going to play on Sunday have really put their shoulder to the wheel since we came back training, like, you know, and deserved their opportunity, and they've a lot of hard work done. So no matter what 15 we have to take the field or what subs we bring on, we're happy with the way they've prepared. So we're looking forward to seeing them in action now on Sunday.
Who are the long-term injury concerns at the moment, Peter?
Austin is looking like towards the end of the league. Apart from that, you know, we're hoping to see like midway through the league. Most fellas should be nearly available at this stage. Just trying to get them into the team now, because one thing I'd be saying to these guys, you know, you're getting an opportunity to stake a claim here on Sunday. They'll get an opportunity to stake a claim against Laois. So it's up to them to hold on to a jersey. So for all the fellas that are coming back, like, they still have to try and get a jersey back too. Like, it won't be just handed to them, you know. So it'd be unfair on the lads that are playing this week and next week, like, to say, well, lads, yeah, step back there now. Like, we've lads coming back there. Like, so won't be a lot of competition for places, which is what you want in any squad.
What sort of issue is Austin struggling with at the moment?
It's a calf injury at the moment. You know, he's just... unfortunately, he was pushing too hard to try and get back and picked up a calf injury there about 2 weeks ago. He's rehabbing away with that, and hopefully he'll be back running now in the next week or two and see how that goes.
We know Ty De Burka, Conor Prunty, Stephen Bennett, we won't see them for a while. Peter, what about the Dailies, Cork and Dearla? How are they going at the moment?
Yeah, Dearla obviously is 18 months out, like, and it was brilliant to have Dearla back fully training there last week. So obviously he needs about 3 or 4 weeks fully training. And he should be good then to see a bit of game time, you know. So he's every week he trains, he's getting better, he's getting stronger, getting up to the pitch of it. So hopefully he'll be seeing action soon enough. Irla, just unfortunately, I think it was the end of the under-20s we played here in a game here one night. Just towards the end of that, just got a niggle on the hamstring that ruled him out for 3 or 4 weeks. It's about 2 weeks ago. So he's probably 2 weeks away from being fully back as well.
Is that Carhock or Irla?
Irla, the second one. Carhock, the first one.
Carhock, the first one. Yeah. What about Ruben Halloran? Peter, we saw him missing out with the Fitzgibbon last week. How far is he away at the moment?
Yeah, look, he twisted his ankle against Wexford, the second half of the Wexford match that we played in Ballygunner. I feel very sorry for Ruben. You know, we've had Ruben now in the last few years, like, and he's been slowly improving, like, but you saw something in Ruben this year now that, you know, had a real improvement. Like, he found a position that really suits him, you know, with his strengths and stuff. You know, he's a strong runner, he's a good shooter, and, you know, he really suited out around the middle of the field in the first couple of challenges we played. You know, he was doing very well, picking up scores, working hard, and, you know, it's very unfortunate to pick up that injury, because this is an ideal opportunity with fellas missing and stuff. This was an ideal opportunity for Ruben to get a couple of league games in him. So he's a bit unlucky. It's looking like a 3 or 6 week injury. So either or, like, you know, it just depends on the severity. It's a tendon injury in his ankle. So he could be back in another 2 weeks, or he could be another 3 or 4 weeks. We don't know.
Despite all the absentees, Peter, is a top two finish and promotion from Division 1B still the aim?
Yeah, it is. Look, we set out our goals last weekend, you know, for the league. Obviously, getting out of Division 2 was very important, I think. I think there's a league final involved in this as well, you know. It's an opportunity for us to get back and play a league final in Croke Park, you know, which is a huge incentive as well. So the carrot is there, like, the, you know, we set out our goals, like, these are results-related goals, you know. I think it's important that we get the results that will put us in this position, you know. It sets us up then for a championship. Unfortunately, you know, the last round of the league is 5 weeks before the first round of the championship. So if we don't achieve the goal of getting to a league final, you know, we have a long run in. So I think on a lot of fronts, it's very important that we set out our stall in this league, that we get into the top two, get into this league final and get up to Division 1.
Were you up in Tullamore last weekend to see Carlow's draw with Offaly?
I wasn't, but I had a few scouts there. A couple of lads went up, and in fairness, they had a comprehensive report on what way that game went and stuff, you know. So that's what delayed us here tonight. Now we did our analysis on it, and the lads had a lot of good stuff, picked up a lot of good stuff from the game. And look, we're under no illusions after watching that analysis, you know. This is a very strong Carlow team, very progressive. This is their fifth year with Tom Mullally, you know. He's a very good manager. He has them going the right direction. You know, we all know about the great result they got last year against Kilkenny in the championship. You know, it's one thing to pull off a shock result in February in the league, but you go out in Leinster Championship and you pull off a result like that, you know, you're a good team with good hurlers. So we're under no illusions, the task ahead on Sunday.
You've brought in Shane O'Sullivan as performance coach this year, Peter. What type of work has he done with the players so far?
Actually, look, he's been brilliant. Like, you know, his title is performance coach. His background is probably psychology, sports psychology. But the one thing that Shane brings to this group is a passion for Waterford. You know, he's a passionate Waterford man. He's played at the top level, so he can really relate to the lads when it comes to the hurling side of things, and they respect that. The group have huge respect for him, you know, and he's doing a lot of group work with us, you know, which we're all really enjoying. And he's also doing a lot of good one-to-one work with lads as well. So he's been a huge addition to this group, in fairness.
What do you expect from this bunch of players, Peter, once they hit the field on Sunday in Carlow?
Look, a big performance is the thing, like, you know, and to go at it for 70 minutes. I think the one thing that's disappointed us in our most recent games is the lull periods. Like, we've had a few fallow periods, like, where we've gone out to the game 10, 15 minutes. You know, we need to eradicate that and, you know, really go at this now for 70 minutes. You know, we're looking for a massive work rate and intensity. These are all givens, like, you know, I shouldn't even be talking about it, but that's what we will be looking for. And looking to express ourselves, you know, we have good hurlers. We want them to go out there now and express themselves and show people how good they are as hurlers and as a hurling team.
Can I ask you about a long-serving member of the backroom team and Roger Casey? He's been there for 31 years now, Peter, as kitman, back again for 2025. What's he like to have around this Waterford setup again this year?
Look, it's brilliant to have Roger around. Like, and this isn't just me saying it, it's because you have a mic in my face. You know, this came up in meetings at the weekend, like, you know, what it means to play for Waterford, and Roger's players mentioned the importance it was to have Roger around, like, and what he means to the group of players, and what Roger, you know, what the group of players mean to Roger as well. And I only bumped into Roger and Dungarvan today. I was just passing through and I see the kit van pulled up and he was stopped to have a little cigarette there. So I just pulled up beside him and he had a big smile in his face. And caught working, he said, you know, that's what I like to see. He was telling me about his three collections that he'd done that day. He loves doing it. You know, he's going around there in that kit van around Dungarvan. He's doing all these jobs, picking up all the different bits and pieces. And he just loves what he's doing, and he's a great fella to have around, you know.
And how nice would it be to see a good Waterford following up in Carlow as well, Peter?
Yeah, look, it would be nice to have a good good support, you know. We're delighted with the turnout for Brian Green's charity match, you know, in terrible conditions. Carlow isn't that far away, it's an hour up the road, nice stadium. You know, a new Waterford team now, a lot of young fellas getting a chance on Sunday, so it'd be nice to have a crowd there backing them and supporting them, and hopefully we'll give them something to cheer about as well on the day.
Well, Peter Queeley, Waterford Senior Hurling Manager, thanks a million for your time this evening, and wish you all the best for the Division 1B campaign ahead.
Thanks very much, Tomás. Cheers.
Now you're hurling. Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.